In the last months of the war, as an American soldier, John had been parachuted into France and broken a leg when he landed in a tree on Francois's parents' small farm. She and her mother had been there alone. Her father was in the resistance and had been out at one of the secret meetings he attended nearly every night. They had hidden John in the attic. Francois had been 16 then, and more than a little dazzled by John's tall, Midwestern good looks and charm. He was a farm boy himself, and only 4 years older than she was. Her mother had kept a watchful eye on them, afraid that Francois would fall in love with him and do something foolish. But John had been respectful of her, and as much in love eventually as Francois was. She taught him French, and he taught her English, in their whispered conversations at night, in the pitch black of the attic. They had never dared to light so much as a candle, for fear that the Germans would see them. He had stayed with them for 4 months, and by the time he left, Francois was heartbroken over his going. Her father and some of his friends from the resistance had spirited him back to the Americans, and he had eventually taken part in the liberation of Paris. But he had promised Francois he would come back for her, and she knew without a doubt that he would. Her parents were killed in the final days just before the liberation, and she was sent to Paris to live with cousins. She had no way of reaching John. His address had been lost in the chaos, and she had no idea he was in Paris. Long afterward, they learned that they had been within a mile or two of each other most of the time, as she lived just off the boulevard Saint-Germain, and he never knew it. John was shipped back to the States before seeing her again and returned to Iowa. He had his own family worries. His father had been killed in Guam, and he had to take care of his own family's farm with his mother, sisters, and brothers. He wrote to Francois as soon as he got back, but his letters were neither returned nor answered. They never reached her. And it was a full 2 years before he had saved up enough money to go back to France to see if he could find her. He had been obsessed with her since he left. And when he reached the farm where they had met, he found that it had been sold and was inhabited by strangers. And all the neighbors knew was that Francois's parents were dead, and she had gone to Paris. He went there next, and used every resource he could think of to find her. The police, the Red Cross, the registry at the Sorbonne, as many local schools as he could visit. And on the day before he was to leave, sitting in a small cafe on the left bank, as though by a miracle, he saw her, walking slowly along the street in the rain, with her head down. At first he thought it was a stranger who just looked like Francois, but as he glanced at her more closely and then ran after her, feeling foolish but knowing he had to try one last time, she burst into tears the moment she saw him and threw her arms around him. They spent the evening together at her cousin's home, and he left for the States the following morning. They corresponded for a year after that, and then he finally returned to Paris to stay this time. She was 19, and he was 23 by then.